A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Rosh Hashanah Lamed Gimel, Rosh Hashanah 33b, pagination page 66, a daf that we've been waiting for in Rosh Hashanah, because this is the daf that deals with the shofar, the mitzvah, and what is required from the Torah in terms of blowing on Rosh Hashanah. Now, in order to appreciate the requirement of blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah, we need to be aware, as the Gemara tells us, that the blowing of Yovel, which was the 50th, the Jubilee year, on Yom Kippur, and the blowing, which takes place on Rosh Hashanah of every year, are linked. Both types of blowing are compared to each other, and what's written by one can be transferred to indicate how the other one is supposed to be performed. Rav Shamshon Raphael Hirsch, in Parshas Emor, observes that the teruah of Yovel, the blowing of the 50th year, when the slaves go free and land reverts to its original owner, is a social and possession-oriented type of blowing, a physical type of freedom, whereas the shofar of Rosh Hashanah is a spiritual type of freedom between man and Hashem, a reevaluating of relationships. So in both cases, both Yovel and Rosh Hashanah, but in different ways, are a declaration of freedom and reevaluate relationships, whether it's physical or spiritual. And our Gemara tells us that what's written by one can be understood to be impacting the other as well. Now, our Mishnah and Gemara are going to explore three main points that will really give us significant insight into how the mitzvah is supposed to be performed. Number one, how do we know that the sound that's being performed, if you will, on Rosh Hashanah and Yovel, how do you know that sound is being made by a shofar, by the horn, by blowing it? And for that, our Gemara tells us that the pasuk in Parshas Bahar, written by Yovel, is the source, where the pasuk says, "V'ha'avarta, you should send out, shofar teruah, a sound teruah, produced by a shofar." And that's the first step to know that you're holding a shofar in your hand when you're ready to blow and perform the mitzvah. The second point that's made is we need to clarify how many times you're actually blowing the shofar. A tekiah is the first blast, then we know that there's a blast in between, which we call a teruah, and then there's a blast afterwards called a tekiah. How many of those do you have to blow? And we're going to find out that based on psukim, in Parshas Emor, in Parshas Bahar, and in Parshas Pinchas, two of them being psukim of Rosh Hashanah, the pasuk in Bahar being a pasuk by Yovel, we're being told that this unit of blowing, which is performed on Rosh Hashanah and every 50th year on Yom Kippur, that unit of blowing is going to be a total of 9 blasts. It's going to be 3 times teruah, and then before every teruah and after every teruah, there's going to be a tekiah that's blown. And the third item, which is how our Mishnah begins, is assuming that we know that there's a thing called shofar, and assuming we know that you have to blow a certain requisite number of times, how long is each blast supposed to be? How much time does it take? Let's begin with the Mishnah, which is about 10 lines from the top, towards the middle of a line, Masnisin, Seder Tekios, the order of Tekios on Rosh Hashanah, the blowings, Shalosh, they're going to be three sets, one for Malchios, one for Zichronos, and one for Shofaros, and this is the way we perform the mitzvah during Shmona Esrei. We indeed have three sets, and we're told, Shel Shalosh, Shalosh. And each one of those sets is a unit of three blasts. It has the tekiya, the long one, beginning. Then it has a broken in the middle. And then it has, again, the long blast called tekiya at the end. And this is what would be required, very simply, according to Torah law. Three times, and each time, three blasts. The Mefarshim say that the reason that we have far more in our time goes through two levels of increase. The first level of increase is because there are three different ways that you could do that middle broken blast. You could do it by way of what we call a shivarim, which is three mini blasts. Two, two, two. You could do it as a teruah, which is nine very small blasts. Or you could do it as the two joined, as a person first cries out and then does like a sobbing sound. So it, according to the Gemara, the description of a chole, a sick person, first he goes, oi, 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 and then he goes, oi. And that those three different types of ways to make a teruah, and we want to be able to fulfill all the different possible dimensions, even though you would fulfill with any one approach, according to Rav Haigon, which is how it's brought by the Rosh and the Beis Yosef, Beis Yosef commentary to the Torah. Nevertheless, we want to fulfill it in all the possible different ways, and therefore we end up with what is described as the 30 kolos. The additional increase occurs because we try to get an entire 100 kolos, which is considered a very special thing to do, and we incorporate that into the service for a total of 100. The Mishnah continues and says, Shir tekiya, the length of three tekiyos, is kishalosh teruos, exactly like the three teruos that follow them. In other words, the size of a tekiya in length is supposed to be like the size of a terua. And therefore, if you're making a tekiya for a shivarim, it has to be a certain length. If you're doing a tekiya for a shivarim teruah, it's going to have to be a longer tekiya because it's supposed to be the same length as that middle blast. And finally, the Mishnah tells us, Shir teruah kishalosh yabavos. The length of a teruah is like three yabavos. Now, the question here is, on Machlokas Rishonim, Rashi, and Tosvos, what is a yabava that the teruah is supposed to be three of them? Rashi learns that a yabava is simply the shortest sound. And therefore, when a teruah is three of the shortest sound, that's what it is. It's three short sounds. Tosvos, however, which is the common way that it's taught, learns that a yabava has a time limit in and of itself. The yabava itself is shalosh kochos. And therefore, if each yabava is three such sounds, then when a teruah is three of them, nimtzeis teruah tesha kochos, it ends up that the teruah is nine sounds. that Machlokes Rishonim ends up being brought in Shulchan Aruch, Tafkuf Tzadi, Sif Gimel, as Yesh Omrim, and then another Yesh Omrim. Let's drop down to the bottom of the page, where we start getting the source material, and we'll go through it quickly. About 8 lines from the bottom, the first word on the line is Yalil, and then we begin. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Minayin Shebeshofar, how do you know that you have to blow a shofar to generate these sounds? Talmud Lomar, because the Pasuk says, V'ha'avarta shofar teruah, that you're blowing, you're sending out this sound based on a shofar. Ein li ela b'yovel, it's written by Yovel. How do I know that the same concept exists by Rosh Hashanah? Talmud Lomar b'chodesh ha-shevi'i. She'ein Talmud Lomar b'chodesh ha-shevi'i. There's an emphasis on the 7th month of the year, 7th as in counting from Nisan. Ma Talmud Lomar b'chodesh ha-shevi'i. Why is there emphasis on that? She'yiyu kol teruah shel chodesh shevi'i zeh kozeh. We have a tradition that all the sounds of shofar of the 7th month are being compared to each other, and therefore they all have the same rule. They're all going to be from shofar. And likewise, as we continue how many they're supposed to be, we're going to invoke this same tradition that if it says to blow a teruah by Yovel, and then it says twice by Rosh Hashanah to blow a teruah, then we're going to know that 3 teruos in total have to be sounded whenever you do this freedom type sequence of blowing. Uminayin shepshuta lefaneha, and how do you know that there has to be a tekiya, a plain blast, before each one of the teruos? Talmud Lomar, as the Pasuk says, ve'avarta shofar teruah. You should make the sound of the shofar, and then do a teruah. Uminayin shepshuta la'achareha, and how do you know there's a plain blast afterwards as well? Talmud Lomar, ta'aviru shofar, because at the end of that pasuk it says, and now again blow the shofar. A plain blast of the shofar is a tekiya. It's only when it says teruah that you know that it's going to be a broken blast. Let's move on to the next page, and we'll see on the 4th line the 3 critical psukim that taught us that we're starting with 3 different teruos. And then from this information, we know that there's a tekiya before and a tekiya after. But what was the source for those original 3 teruos, broken blasts, that are done in between the tekiyos? So the 3 psukim are, in Parshas Bahar, regarding Yovel, v'ha'avarta shofar teruah. The 2nd pasuk is in Parshas Emor, regarding Rosh Hashanah, shabason zichron teruah. That's the 2nd teruah. And the 3rd one is in Parshas Pinchas, Yom Teruah Yihya Lochem, written regarding Rosh Hashanah. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.